Oh, hi, Wyatt. How's your day going?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing specialist. And of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line here. She did want me to get you the details of how the service works and what's included. And also because the business is still fairly new, she did want me to apply that new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. I am looking right at your website right now. And I mean, a website's a very powerful conversion tool, right? It helps people know that you do what they're looking for and give them the reasons to call you. Did you build the website yourself or did you have someone else build it for you? Yeah. Well, we can promote that website. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it. Or if you like, we can even use that domain and build a, you know, kind of a conversion-driven, Google-compliant, professional, multi-page websites, add more photos and things like that. We can always do that for you at no additional cost, or we can promote the website that you have. The important thing is we make it easy for people to find your business, find your company, your website, without already knowing the name of your company. So we do that by creating the content that Google wants to see. Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be Facebook paid ads as well. Google and Bing will recognize WP Exterior Surfaces as a top option in the area. And by that, I mean we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. And Tara was pretty specific with that 40 to 50 mile service area and a couple of the places that you really want to show up. Now, what happens is the calls come to you. So you're not paying for leads or chasing those leads down. Every call that comes your way will come to you after someone saw your website first, either the one you already have or one that we would build for you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, there's going to be Facebook retargeting ads, too. So let's say someone does a keyword search. They look for a pressure washer near me, just as an example. Then they go on their Facebook page later on that day or that week. Your business will pop up as a retargeting ad for that same search that they looked for, give them the reason to call you. You're not going to be limited, though. It looks like you do an awful lot, you know, window cleaning. You do gutter installs and painting services and things like that. So any service you want to be found for, we'll make sure you're getting those phone calls. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. And you qualify for reduced rate. I mean, you're just barely under that 5-year threshold, but you do still qualify. I know Tara wanted me to put in the new business rate because it's by far the lowest rate we offer. It does save you well over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it brings the rate down to just $249. It would bill once a month for $249, and that's all inclusive. You're not paying for leads on top of that. So big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would be that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's month-to-month, Wyatt, and designed to get more eyes on your website and more phone calls your way. Is that something you would want to try, at least for a month?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who can use your services again down the road and even recommend you to their friends. Now, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, it is pretty straightforward. Now, would you want us to include a custom website and even use the existing website domain?
I'll be honest. I'm all right with my website.
I am, too. Yeah. No, you don't have to do it. I mean, it's just something that comes with the package. And I like your website, too. I look at websites all day. You did a really good job building out that website. Now, obviously, the number that we're speaking on, this is going to be the number you want your customers to call. It's the one on the website. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That is 828-783-1130.
Correct. And that's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes, sir.
All right. Most of the time, we're going to send you a quick text message, give you a little update. Sometimes we'll call you if we need to speak with you. For longer pieces of information, something we would want you to have for your records, we can email things out to you. What is a good email address, Wyatt, either for you or for your business?
Wyatt Phelps, W-Y-A-T-T-P-H-E-L-P-S, 0405.
At iCloud. So you said, and that's first name, last name, right? Wyatt Phelps, 0405 at iCloud?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then, oh, the other thing I did want to ask you here, because I did actually see a physical address. Your business, though, is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? You talk to them over the phone, you go out to them. Nobody comes to you. There's not like a physical address you would want the public to see for your company online?
No, sir. I mean, I have a shop, but it's just for strictly storage.
Gotcha. So the 1510 Old Beach Mountain Road, is that like your residence?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. And, you know, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, we'll schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview. That's where we verify information off of your website, information that I have here, any mission statement if you've got one, or a slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk to you about your hours of service and where you want to be found. That's a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of the computer, though, for that call. The other thing that I'll have to do here before I get you off the phone, it's required of us because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, etc. Now, that initial payment is just $249. Did you want to take care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, Wyatt?
We'll do Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name. I haven't got my business name activated.
That's
my
okay.
Business card activated.
That's all right. So it's a personal card. Is it your name first and last, or any middle initial on there?
It's got my middle name, Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E.
All right. And then you said it was a Visa, so that should start with a four. All Visa cards do. Mr. Phelps, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4661-8800.
Okay.
8500-0690. And the expiration is 0827.
08 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
That would be 915.
915. So I've got 915, 915 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4661-8800-8500-0690?
Yes, sir.
And that bill's at that same address, the 1510 Old Beach Mountain Road, 28622?
That goes to 235.
Mm-hmm.
Old Vale, V-A-L-E, Road, and that's Newland, North Carolina, 28657.
28657, okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. I should say a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not have a pen handy at the moment.
Not a problem. Our automated system will send that out to you as soon as I get through the voice verification. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Phelps, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance. To outline your service agreement and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
WP Exterior Services, LLC.
That is exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wyatt Phelps, and I'm the owner.
Okay, and Mr. Phelps, as the owner of WP Exterior Services, LLC, Wyatt, of course, you are an you're authorized to make this financial marketing purchase or decision on behalf of the company, right? This non-contractual agreement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And yes, then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you're an authorized user on that card?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is our job to get your phone ringing, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Wyatt, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Phelps, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we'll already be providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is we'll make sure that all of your business information, including the LLC, is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Wyatt, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Now, I do got a question.
Sure, of course.
I tried out Angie Leads, and I'm thinking about canceling it just because I truly believe it's a scam. It really seems like it.
I've heard that from people. Yeah, yeah.
I've got two jobs from it, and they say if you get 10 jobs and they don't get paid or you don't make any money that they refund it. So I'm waiting to get 10 references, and then I'm
got it. So you've got two already, right? And not even a lot of times you try to call somebody and they don't even answer the phone, or they call you and they yell at you because they've already scheduled it with somebody else. So, you know,
that's exactly what has been happening.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people. Now, what I would tell you is this. I mean, this is going to get your phone ringing. So you're not chasing down that potential customer. You're not in the same bidding war with your competition that are also trying to call that same customer. Now, of course, you use Google, so you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for your services, and not everyone will call you, but that's okay, because the people that call you will look at the website and say, I want to call him, I want to hire him, I hope he's available, I hope his price is fair. By the time they start dialing your number, it's because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, I mean, once you get those 10 leads, if it's not working out, you know, obviously you wouldn't want to keep using Angie's, you know. But with us, like I said, it's month to month. It's designed to keep your phone ringing so that we can earn your business. Now, that's coming up right here in the voice verification. So, you know, obviously we're aware of the Angie's. It does not conflict with anything that we're doing right here. The reason that we even ask is that NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 6th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249, Wyatt, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's actually an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course, there's also the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included at no cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Now, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. In fact, you can pause it if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Not why it is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Phelps, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, the only thing left for me right now is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, okay? Let me just go ahead and pull up that calendar real quick. So it looks like I could probably get you in at 5 o'clock, if that does work out for you. For today, in about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, that'll work with me.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. Not enough time for our automated system to send you the reminder an hour prior, but I'm going to send you instead a calendar invite. It's just going to be more for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then whether I am, I might be able to, if I am between phone calls anyway, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you either way. But whether I'm on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with WP Exterior Services LLC, even if it's you, Mr. Phelps, and we recognize your voice, we might occasionally ask you for the answer to the question. And this is important, especially if you start getting calls in a week or so once your business is more active and visible online. If anyone's calling you and telling you that they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just let them go. I mean, that's not us, obviously. I mean, the voice verification was already recorded. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the 6th of the month moving forward at exactly $249. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do pet's name.
Pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Malibu, M-A-L-I-B-U.
Okay, Malibu. Have to type it in twice. Verify it, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or a text message that our system should have sent out?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the one that we want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you click on that click here, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side. Google is going to be our main focus, but about 1 out of 10 will be searching on Bing, most of them on their smartphones. So we want you to get those calls as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for that first page. There is the Facebook ads. Now, you'll see the long line that goes across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number in a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on that box, too. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. You can copy and paste your name or type it in exactly as it appears, so it is case sensitive. The W, B, and P are all capitalized. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. Once you've got your name in that box, click the orangish colored box. It does say confirm signature. Click on that box. It does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's that fixed rate, that it's month to month. Of course, it does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business and to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Wyatt, you'll know you're successful in submitting that if it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
All right. I'm trying to click the orange screen right now, and it is not letting me. I've confirmed all the boxes.
Are you on your phone?
Yes, sir.
It's just hard to get all the way down to the bottom of it, right? Sometimes if you turn your phone sideways, it pops up just a little bit higher and allows you to click on it.
I see what it is now. It was telling me I didn't put my middle name in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has to be an exact match. Yeah, and since your name is on the card, it does have to be in there.
Okay. And I'm to the username and password point now.
Okay, so you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, our automated system thinks you're trying to log into your tracking system. Your username and password, though, that's on the welcome email. Your username is your phone number. Area code is included. It's in our system the same way, easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. You cannot change your username, but the password is a default. You can change it once your access is available to your tracking system. You'll get a couple of text messages and an email once your tracking system is active. We have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll get that heads up that the tracking system's active. Your password is Go Mobile, but you can change it once you log in. Like I said, I just sent out that calendar invite. It's just more for your records. You're all set and squared away here on my end. I'll get the notes in real quick, and our technician will give you a call in about 15 minutes or so.
Okay. All right.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you, Wyatt. We'll talk to you soon in a couple of minutes here at the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
All right. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.